亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
各位弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
大家早上好
，Good morning。
我相信大家都已经度过一个平安快乐的圣诞节。
I believe you all have a happy and merry Christmas and a safe Merry Christmas。
在此预祝大家新年快乐。
Now I wish you a happy New Year。
我想呢，大家在这个圣诞节或许有很多的思考。
I think in Christmas time you may have a lot of thoughts。
耶稣作为一个新生的婴孩来到这个世界。
Jesus being a newborn babe to come into the world。
到底跟我们有什么关系
？What does it have to do with us？
这个两千年之前的木匠。
This carpenter of 2,000 years ago。
跟我们的生活有什么的联系
？How does it relate to our lives？
今天我跟大家分享的题目就是
Today I want to share with you this topic
耶稣基督的使命
The mission of the Lord Jesus
生而为死
He was born to die
我想许多人对于死亡这个话题都不愿意提及
I think many people may not want to talk about death
我河南老家的人呢也在过年期间呢避讳这个话题
In the country many people do not want to talk about this
所以在这个普世欢腾的节日里边
So in this time of the world is celebrating,
讨论耶稣的死亡或许有点不近人情
Maybe it's a little bit unreasonable to talk about the death of Jesus.
大部分的中国人呢，也因为孔子所说的
And most Chinese feel that Confucius was thinking that
未知生焉知死
If the life is an unknown, let alone death,
而对死亡这个话题敬而远之
And we put face death put it at an arm's length.
然而呢，从一个孩子呱呱叫地开始
But from the moment a baby was born
其实死亡的阴影一直笼罩着
The shadow of death will always around him
等年纪稍大一些呢
When they are a little bit older
我们就会明白所谓的生老病死这个自然规律
And when we understand that in life aging, illness and death is just a natural phenomenon
虽然呢，人们总是从古至今
Even throughout the ages
大家都在寻找长生不老之术。
Many people have been looking for the elixir of immortality.
古代的中国的皇帝们和这些道家的这些道士们都在寻找这种方法。
Of the emperors in ancient China and also the Taoists, they have been looking for immortality.
但是都没有人找到。
But nobody found it.
秦始皇没有找到。
And the Emperor Qin did not find it.
现在呢，研究非常长寿基因的生物学家们也没有找到。
And the biologist who has been researching on longevity genes have not found it yet.
大家对死亡束手无策。
People are helpless in the face of death.
所以从出生开始，其实大家都在等死。
So as the moment you're born, you're waiting for death.
从中国最有权势的一群人可以看出。
From the people who have the most power in China, you can see that.
他们就是中国的皇帝们
Those are the emperors in China
所有的中国皇帝
All the emperors in China
从他登基开始
At the moment of inauguration
他就开始预备并且建造他自己的陵墓
They started to make preparations and build their tomb
因为他们知道自己必定死亡
Because they know that they have to die someday
然而等待他们的确确实实是这样的死亡
And death has been waiting for them
他们等来的没有自己的升天和复活。
They did not wait for their resurrection and ascension.
到目前为止
，until this time，
他们等来的却是一波又一波的盗墓贼。
What they see is that one after another, on and on and on, a death looking upon them.
假如我们每一位都认真思考的话
，if we consider carefully，
就明白。我们自己也是属于必死的行业。
You understand that we have to die sometime.
在世人的面前，死亡人人平等。
In front of death, that's total equality.
但是这个规律却没有人可以避免。
Nobody can break out of this law.
生物学上有一个叫 Hayflick 界限。
And in biology, that's a Hayflick limit.
就是讲呢。人类的体细胞分裂的次数是有限的。
That is to say that that's a finite number that human cell can divide.
所以，现今的科学家想用给他干细胞这种技术来延缓死亡。
So the biologists want to use stem cell research to extend life.
比如，来置换新的心脏或者肾脏以及骨髓的。
They try to use stem cell to create maybe a new kidney, a new heart, or maybe a new bone marrow.
而即使这样的。设想能够实现
Even though if this research has been successful
这也只是暂缓死亡
You can only delay death
并不能够阻止死亡
You cannot prevent death
因为人不能够把所有的器官全都换掉
Because you cannot replace all your organs
所以 所以说呢，我们看到这样的一个自然规律是在这样的地方。
We can see that this is part of the natural law. It's like this.
然而，这个自然规律却不是我们应有的。
But this is not what it should be.
根据圣经的记载。
According to what is recorded in the Bible.
上帝造人的时候。
When God made man.
是按照他的形象和他的样式来造男造女的。
Men were created in the image of God, male and female.
假如上帝不会生病，没有死亡。
If God does not get sick, if God does not die.
那么他所造的人应该也不会死亡。
Then the man that he created should not die also.
但是因为我们的始祖违反了上帝的命令。
But because our ancestors transgressed the law of God.
死亡就随着罪进入这个世界。
Death came into the world with sin.
正如雅各书一章第五节、十五节所讲。
Just like in James 1:15 says this.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来。
Because of temptation, then sin comes about.
罪既长成，就生出死来。
And then death will come about.
人因为自己肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Because of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and also the pride of this life.
我们陷在罪中。
Now we are in sin.
因而罪的毒钩，也就是死亡，牢牢地勾住我们。
Because the sting of death is the sin that has us under its control.
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
55-57 says talked about this.
He said, Where will
death is your victory? Where will death is your sting?
Where will
death is your sting? The sting of death is sin.
罪的权势就是律法。
And the power of sin is the law.
感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
He gave us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是人类历史上一个伟大的宣告。
This is a greatest proclamation in the world history.
人可以战胜死亡。
We can have victory over death.
而这个旧约所预言的。
And this is prophesied in the Old Testament.
死被得胜吞灭的话，则应验在耶稣基督的身上。
The prophecy of death is followed up in this victory, and this applies to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我想大家对耶稣其人其事都有所耳闻。
I think you might have heard about Jesus this person.
但是大家对于耶稣的生更容易理解，更容易接受。
But it is easier to accept the birth of the Lord Jesus.
在整个西方世界都在过圣诞节。
And the Western world is celebrating Christmas.
我想这是其中的一个证明。
This is one of the proofs.
然而耶稣的使命却非常的奇怪。
But the mission of Jesus is something that is very interesting.
因为他的使命不仅仅在道成肉身。
Because his mission was not the word incarnate, becoming flesh.
他的使命的第二部分就是在于我所想分享的接下来的部分。
The second part of his mission is what I'm going to share.
耶稣是一个生而未死的人。
Jesus was born to die.
刚才我们谈到。
We talked about that.
使徒保罗宣告，我们可以靠着耶稣基督胜过死亡。
Apostle Paul said that but we rely on the Lord Jesus, we can have victory over death.
耶稣本来是神的儿子，他不必死亡。
Jesus was the Son of God, and he did not have to die.
因为死的毒钩乃是罪。
Because the sting of death is sin.
然而耶稣没有犯过罪。
Jesus has never sinned.
所以他不必死亡。
So he has no need to die.
然而照着天父的定旨和先见
But according to the Father's decree and foreknowledge
他到了时候就为我们而死
He came to the world and he died for us
为了用这样的方式来拯救我们
And for this he used his form to save us
使我们可以借着他的死从而罪得赦免得享永生
So that we can be forgiven of our sins and we can have eternal life
在约翰福音的第十章17-18节当中耶稣说
And then John 17 verse 18 he says like this
我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。
The reason my father loved me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again.
没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。
No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord.
我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again.
这是我从我父所受的命令。
This command is that I receive from my father.
圣经当中从开始到末了都在讲一件事情。
The Bible, from the Bible, from the beginning to the end, you talk about one thing.
那就是耶稣基督的救赎。
It's about the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
从创世纪到启示录。
From Genesis to Revelation.
我们可以看到这样一个整个的救赎的计划。
We can see the entire plan of salvation.
从人类的犯罪到这个世界的末了。
from the fall of mankind until the end of the world.
关于耶稣基督救赎的信息都在回答。
And the message of salvation, redemption has been throughout the Bible.
随着耶稣基督的降生，一个重大的事件一直在酝酿。
From the birth of the Lord Jesus, this thing has been happening.
正如我在 CIU 的教授所讲的。
That's right, the professor at CIU said this.
福音书是一个带有紧锣密鼓序曲的受难故事。
The gospel is something that is the story going on in full swing about the Lord Jesus.
紧接着圣诞节的就是受难节。
Immediately following Christmas, it is Good Friday.
这两个密不可分。
These two cannot be separated.
正当玛利亚和约瑟沉浸在有新生婴孩的喜悦当中的时候
，As Mary and Joseph bask in the joy of the newborn baby,
先知西面却说。
The prophet Simeon was saying this.
玛利亚，你自己的心要被刀刺透。
A sword will pierce into your heart.
然而，被耻辱的钉在十字架上，却不是耶稣基督的羞辱。
But the Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross not because of his shame.
乃是他最大的荣耀。
It was his greatest glory.
也是我们基督徒的荣耀。
It is also the glory of us Christians.
因为他照自己所说的。
Because according to him, that's what he said.
我是为这时候而来的。
I came for this moment.
耶稣一而再、再而三地向他的门徒们表明他的使命。
Time and time again, Jesus reiterated his mission.
那就是。
The mission is.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇
？Just as Moses, how Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
人子也照样被举起来。
So the Son of Man must be lifted up also.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
So that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
在福音书当中反反复复出现的一个词
In the gospel this term appeared many times
就是那个时候就是指着他的受死
At that time talk about his death
与世人的死不同
That is different from the death of people
我们因我们的罪而必死
We die in our sins
耶稣的死却不是被迫的
But Jesus was not his sin was not compulsory
他知道自己的使命
He knew about his mission
并且他顺服了天父的这样的命令。
And he was obedient to the command of the Father.
他要把命舍去。
He gave away his life.
虽然他有权柄躲避死亡。
Even though he has authority to escape death.
可以从十字架上下来。
He could have come down from the cross.
然而唯有无罪的耶稣基督在十字架上而死。
Because only if the sinless Jesus died on the cross.
才能救我们这必死的脱离死亡。
Then we the condemned can be released from death.
这就是神的公义的显明和证
明。This is demonstration and proof of the righteousness of God.
只有耶稣这样死了。
Only because Jesus died like this.
我们的罪才能够被洁净。
Then our sins can be cleansed.
为此，耶稣就这样死了。
For this reason, Jesus died.
被残酷的钉在十字架上。
He was nailed to the cross, cruelly nailed to the cross.
那是为我。
It's because of me.
为你。
Because of you.
也为他。
And because of him.
他的使命在十字架上得以完全的实现。
His mission was accomplished on the cross.
生而为死，这就是耶稣。
Jesus was the one who was born to die.
然而，耶稣的死并不是他的生命的全部。
But the death of Jesus was not the totality of his life.
照着圣经所说并且证明的。
According to the Bible and it was proven.
他三天之后从死里复活。
3 days later he was risen from the dead.
渔夫保罗讲述了事情的原委。
And Peter, the fisherman, talked about this.
他既按着自己的定旨先见被交与人。
That because of God's decree and His foreknowledge, Jesus was sent.
你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
And you nailed him to the cross because of the hands of the wicked man.
神却将死的痛苦解释了。
But God has released the pain of death.
叫他复活。
So that he can be raised from the dead.
因为他原不能被死拘禁
Because he could not be confined by death
中国人常说
The Chinese often say this
死了死了一死百了
Death is the end of everything
然而又说
And also said this
人死如灯灭
After you die, nothing happens
好像死亡就是生命的彻底终结
Seems like death is the final the finality, the final thing ultimate final thing for you
如果说出生是始发站
If we say that the birth is something to get started,
坟墓就是人类永久的终点站。
And then the tomb is the final terminal, the last terminal of your life.
然而圣经却告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us this.
死亡乃是一扇门。
Death is a door.
通向永生或者永死。
It can lead you to eternal life or eternal death.
这样的永死比我们肉身的死亡更加可怕。
Eternal death is even more terrible than physical death.
因为这意味着我们要与我们的创造者永永远远的分离。
Because eternal death means that we are going to be eternally separated from our Creator God.
耶稣全景把命舍了。
Jesus has offered to give away his life.
他有全景把命给夺回来。
He has offered to take his life back.
这乃是我们大欢欣鼓舞的大好信息。
This is the great news, the joyous news.
耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Jesus was risen from the dead.
这是令人难以置信的。
This is incredible.
无凡任何的科学、心理学、医学等等来证明。
If not, it's advances in science and medicine and psychology, you cannot prove this.
神的真理超出了我们的思维所能够理解。
The truth of God transcends our reasoning.
因为我们是人。
Because we are human beings.
我们的神乃是神。
But our God is God.
基督徒的生活和信仰乃是如此的奥秘。
And the life of a Christian life is so mysterious.
以至于我们唯有用信心来领受。
We can only accept it by faith.
要用万众敬仰的道德教师的教训为大家所认同。
That's the teaching is honored and adored by a lot of people.
然而，他却像疯子一样发出一个令人不可思议的自我宣告。
But he made this incredible proclamation.
他说：“我就是上帝的儿子。”
Jesus said that I am the Son of God.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Without me, no one can go to the Father.
我就是唯一的道路、真理、生命。
I am.The only way, truth, and life.
这个犹太的木匠挑战了整个世界。
This Jewish carpenter challenged the entire world.
你们必须做一个决定。
You must make a decision.
跟从我或者是拒绝。
Follow me or reject me.
这件事情没有任何的商量余地，也没有任何的灰色地带。
There's no gray area. There's no room for negotiations.
路易斯在《返璞归真：城市的基督教》当中讲到。
And C.S. Lewis in New Christianity talk about this.
如果一个人不过仅仅是一个人
If this person is only a mere human
却说耶稣基督所说的这些话
If this is something proclaimed that, like what Jesus said
他肯定不是一个伟大的道德家
Then this person definitely is not a great moralist
他如果不是一个说自己是荷包蛋的疯子
If he's not something he's a poached egg, he's a lunatic
就是地狱的魔鬼
Then he's a devil from hell
你必须做一个决定
You have to make a choice
耶稣要么是人神的儿子
If either Jesus is the son of God
否则不是疯子就是一个邪恶的人
If that's not the case he's either lunatic madman or he's an evil one
杨志毅在耶稣真貌当中这样讲道
Philip Yancey in Jesus and the video will talk about this
没有一个人可以遇见了耶稣基督以后能够维持原状
No one can encounter Jesus and maintain the status quo and stay the same
当我们遇见他的时候
After we have an encounter with JesusWe have to decide to either follow him or reject him. Jesus was risen from the dead. This is irrefutable truth.
从古至今有很多的人
Throughout the ages, many people they try to overthrow the Lord Jesus from the core of the Christian faith. But they all failed. Because facts cannot be refuted.
就像没有人可以推翻一加一等于二一样。
Nobody can overthrow the law of one plus one equals two.
我们作为耶稣基督的跟随者。
We are the follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
更要对这个真理要有确切的肯定的信心。
We need to have absolute faith in this absolute truth.
使徒保罗这样说。
Apostle Paul says this.
若耶稣基督没有复活，我们传的便是枉然。
If Jesus is not raised from the dead, then what we preach is futile.
你们所信的也是
And your faith is also futile.
基督若没有复活，你们所信的便是徒然。
If Christ has not been raised, then what you believe is of no use.
你们仍在罪里。
Then you are still in your sins.
就是在基督里睡的人也灭亡。
And then those who also those who have fallen asleep in Christ are also lost.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ.
就算比众人更可怜。
Then we are of all people the most to be pitied.
所以我们可以看出
So we can see that
因着我们的罪我们生而必死
Because of our sin we are condemned to die
但生而为死的耶稣来到这个世上道成肉身。
But then Jesus was born to die, he came and the world became flesh.
被钉十架并且从死里复活。
He was nailed to a cross and he was risen. He was risen from rose from the dead.
因此我们可以罪得赦免，得享永生。
Therefore our sins can be forgiven and he can have eternal life.
感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
他将他的独生子赐下。
He gave us his only son.
叫我们这些没有盼望的人可以有喜乐，有盼望。
So that we, the hopeless, can have hope and can have joy.
让我们这些等死的人可以不再等死。
So we who are looking forward to death, then we no longer have to fear death.
让我们的人生重新有了意义。
And our life can be meaning, can have meaning.
从而因他而活，也为他而活。
And then we can live because of him, and we can live for him.
我们这位耶稣不仅从死里复活。
The Lord Jesus not only is, rose from the dead,
他并且升天坐在全能父上帝的右边。
And he ascended in heaven and sit on the right hand of the Father.
将来他必要再来这个世界。
And he is going to come again.
到那时，所有的死人都要升起复活。
At that time, everybody who has died is going to be raised from the dead.
并且所有的活人、死人都要在上帝的审判台前接受最后的审判。
And everybody dead or alive is going to come before the throne and be judged.
我有一个朋友去年年初诊断出有恶性肿瘤。
I have a friend last year at the beginning he was diagnosed with malignant tumors.
去年他和他的一家都活在担惊受怕当中。
His entire family they lived the whole year in fear and anxiety.
然而他靠着耶稣。
But relying on the Lord Jesus.
每一天都活得更有盼望。
They have hope each and every life, every day.
因为他知道。
Because he knows that.
如果自己不久于人世
if his life on earth is limited,
那每一天都是值得珍惜的。
Each day is going to be precious.
假如耶稣怜悯自己
if Jesus was merciful,
让自己多活一段时间
and if he could have more time,
这是他莫大的恩典。
This is a good, that is a very good, grace.
那么他将有以更加虔诚敬畏的心来度过自己的人生。
Then he will live the rest of his life with piousness and then will be merciful and gratitude. Because each day he gained it from the Lord Jesus Christ. Another older person in my life. Used to follow God when he was younger. But later on, because of political movement and also some changes, he left God.
当他自己被诊断出了癌症的时候
When this person was diagnosed with cancer
他也以非常良好的心态来面对死亡
He had a good attitude to face death
他把自己的眼角膜捐献
He gave away his cornea
他把自己的整个遗体捐献给医学院
He decided to give his body for science
然而当他离开自己寄居的这个世界的时候
But at the time that this person left the world
这是深深的失落
Was deeply lost
他的心里没有任何的盼望
There was no hope in this person.
是都是遗憾。
But the person has many regrets.
因为死亡对他而言意味着永永远远的终结。
Because death to this person is a final and eternal ending.
他的基督徒亲属们想在临终之前给他传福音。
This person's Christian relatives tried to share the gospel with him.
然而他就执意不再接受。
But this person decided, refused.
死亡并不可怕。
Death is not so terrible.
更加可怕的是
But the more terrible thing is
他先要身体复活并且接受审判
The body is going to be raised again and is going to be, receive the final judgment
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
朋友们
Dear friends
你知道自己的死亡意味着什么吗
Do you know what death means to you?
假如你还没有接受耶稣基督做自己的救主
If you have not yet received the Lord Jesus as your Savior
我邀请你做人生当中最重要最正确最圆满的一个决定。
I invite you to make this most important, most urgent, and most perfect decision.
那就是邀请耶稣进入你的心里。
That is to invite the Lord Jesus Christ to enter into your heart.
因为我们这必死的人。
Because we have to die.
可以靠着生而为死的耶稣。
We can rely on Jesus who was born to die.
从容地面对死亡。
Then we can have no fear.Then we are in the face of death.
并且可以在最后的审判的时候有盼望。
And then we can have hope in the day of the last judgment.
很简单。
Very simple.
你只要承认自己是一个生而必死的。
Just admit that you are among the condemned.
耶稣为了你的罪而死。
Jesus died for your sins.
同时你可以罪得赦免。
So that your sins can be forgiven.
你愿意接受这个圣诞节最最大的礼物。
And you are willing to accept this greatest gift in Christmas.
就是生而为死的耶稣基督。
That is the Lord Jesus Christ who was born to die.
从而与死里复活的耶稣基督有份。
And then you can have a part in the resurrected Lord Jesus.
接受他管理自己的一生。
Accept him, allow him to have control over your life.
今生活着有盼望。
That your life will be filled with hope.
等他再来的时候。
And during his return,
能够在耶稣的基督和上帝的审判台前站立得住。
You can stand in the face of the final judgment before the throne of God the Father and the Lord Jesus.
已经在耶稣基督里的弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters, you are already in the Lord Jesus Christ.
正像我刚才所提到的那位朋友一样。
That's like what I mentioned about the friend that I mentioned about.
我们可以把今天当作生命的最后一天了。
We can live our life as if each day is our last day on earth.
因为我们是生而必死的。
Because death is inevitable, we are condemned.
我们蒙耶稣基督的救赎。
By the grace of the Lord Jesus, we are saved.
每一天都是耶稣替我们赚来的。
Each and every day we gained it from the Lord Jesus Christ.
他生而为死，并且从死里复活。
He was born to die and he was rose from the dead.
从而使我们可以因他活着。
So that because of him we can live.
我们更可以靠他而活。
And we can be living for him.
为他而活。
And we live for him.
我邀请你今天开始。
I invite you to start today.
把人生的每一天当作最后一天了。
Treat each and every day of your life as if it was the last day of your life.
靠着耶稣的恩典来遵循他的命令。
By the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, obey his commands.
爱神爱人。
Love God and love men.
Then
can have a victorious Christian life. Because we are, our life is rescued and redeemed by God. So that we live, it's not I that live, but Christ lives in me. I have some friends, when they have received a diagnosis of cancer, they value their life even more. As I was sharing in Augusta, one of the friends, he was had colon cancer.Confronted with this thing that happened to him,
他的妻子告诉我
，The wife told me，
他更珍惜跟他的儿子在一起的时候。
He valued the time they can have with his son。
我曾经听过一个故事。
I heard about this story。
一对犹太的姐弟两人。
Jewish brothers and sisters as siblings。
当他们被送往奥斯维辛集中营的时候。
When they were taken to the concentration camp in Auschwitz。
在这个运送的火车上
On the train as they were being sent over there to death camp
这位姐姐看到她弟弟的鞋子掉了
The sister looked at the younger brother
她就开始指责她的弟弟
And he started to rebuke him
她说你为什么不把鞋子给穿好
Why did you not put on the shoes properly
从这之后她再也没有见过她的弟弟
And then from then on she never saw her brother again
Ta 弟弟在奥斯维辛集中营里边被焚烧了。
The brother was put to death in the death camp.
这位姐姐在多年之后分享说
，Many years later, this sister was sharing.
假如我知道这是我对我弟弟所讲的最后一句话
，If I knew that this was the last word I had with my younger brother,
我会讲更加好听的话。
I would say something that is better.
可以使他面对死亡。
Something that allow him to face death.
然而，我现在是后悔。
Now I regret.
所有的在座的朋友们和弟兄姐妹们。
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters.
我们不知道什么时候我们会死亡。
We do not know when we are going to die.
在我们的朋友圈当中，你可以看到很多的人是这样的情况。
Among your friends, you can see this.
今天他还。做得好好的。
Today, this person looks good, very healthy.
但是明天就不知道会
the next day you do not know what happens.
我们如果知道我们是会死亡的，就会更加的来面对这个新的世界。
If we know that we are going to die, our attitude will be different.
基督徒的朋友们
，Dear Christian friends，
我邀请你在凡事上在做之前问一问。
I invite you that before you do each and everything，
就好像刚才那位姐姐所想的一样。
这是我的是我先的。
如果这是我对我的弟弟所讲的最后一句话
，If it is my last word to my younger brother，
我会怎么说
？What would I do？
假如是耶稣面对这样的情况下，他会怎么样对这个人来讲话？怎么样来对待他
？If it were Jesus， what would Jesus do？ What would Jesus say to this person？
在90年代的时候，美国有一个运动。
In the 90s, there was a movement in the United States。
他叫耶稣会怎么做
？He says, "What would Jesus do？"
今天我邀请。
So, brothers and sisters, I invite you.
可以在凡事上来问一问耶稣会怎么说。
In everything that you do, ask what would Jesus do.
那么我们的人生将更加的荣神益人。
Then our life will be something that will give God the glory and give men benefit.
满有基督的馨香之气。
And we will be filled with the fragrance of Christ.
并且接满圣灵的各样。
And we will be filled with the Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我邀请大家起来祷告。
Let us pray.